Okay, I'd like to welcome you to my talk today. My co-authors were Josh Cohut and Scott Glenn of the Cool Lab at Rutgers. And my talk today will discuss the comparison of several types of acoustic current meters, standard and long range HF radar. And we looked at the influence of horizontal and vertical shear in the water column and how that affects the comparison between the acoustic meters and the HF radar. Okay, this figure shows the standard system at the New Jersey Shelf Observing System. The range of the system is 50 kilometers with a resolution of 1.5 kilometers, and the systems operate at 25 megahertz. Within the footprint of the system is a bistatic Kodar buoy, a cabled observatory, and a met station. This figure here shows the timeline for the standard system. It was first deployed in 1998 for a short test and then has been in constant operation since 1999. And the figure below shows a typical coverage map for the standard system. This figure here shows the long-range system at NJSOS. We have four long-range Kodar systems operating together at 5 megahertz with a range of 200 kilometers and a resolution of 6 kilometers. This figure here shows, again, the timeline of the long-range system. And this is a typical coverage map of the long-range system. And just to give you some perspective, the red box in the coverage map is the coverage area of the standard system. This figure here shows the envisioned HF radar system for NEOS. The green wedges are the operational sites. The red wedges are funded and should be installed by the end of 2003, and the orange wedges are sites that are planned. And in addition to the long-range system, there's going to be four high-resolution systems at the mouths of four major estuaries along the eastern coast. Okay, so in order to validate the long-range system that we're installing for New Jersey and the Northeast, a large summer experiment was held in 2001 to give some validation data to that radar system. And this is the component of that experiment that I'll be talking about today. We had five sites off of Tuckerton, New Jersey, Cool 1 through 5. And at each of those sites, either an RDI ADCP or a Sontec ADP was deployed. The bins were spaced 1 meter apart. The meters sampled continuously at 5 seconds. And the current record was then center averaged over a 3 hour period in order to be compared to the long-range Kodar system at Tuckerton, and then it was also compared with the standard system at Brigantine. And also at each of the cool sites, thermistors were deployed, spaced at 1 meter intervals. Okay, so before I start the comparison, I just want to remind you of the length scales that we're talking about. The long-range C-sond, which operated at 5 megahertz, averaged down into the water column 2.5 meters. And the uppermost bin of the ADCP was 5 meters from the surface. And then the horizontal length scale of the long-range system was 6 kilometers, whereas the measuring area of the ADCP was only 12 meters. Okay, so the first comparison we did between long-range Kodar and an ADCP was looking at vertical shear. So we first concentrated on the current measurement from the ADCP at Cool 5, and we compared that with the radial measurement from the CODAR as shown in the red box. So the one thing that needed to be done was the record, the current record at from the ADCP was then just rotated. So a crushore velocity from the ADCP was then compared with a radial velocity of the CODAR. And that's shown in this figure here. So it was about a month and a half record. The blue indicates the ADCP, and the red stars indicate the CODAR measurements. So HF radar uses antenna patterns to obtain a bearing measurement. The cloverleaf circles are what we consider the ideal pattern, and using that ideal pattern to process the CODAR data, we obtained an RMS difference between the ADCP and CODAR of 8.27 centimeters per second. But once a CODAR system is installed, environmental...
Say HF radar.
Okay. So once the HF radar system is installed, environmental factors influence the antenna patterns. So we can measure these affected antenna patterns with a transponder, and using these measured antenna patterns, we're able to reprocess the data. And when we did that, we obtained an RMS difference between CODAR and ADCP of 7.74 centimeters per second. Okay, so over that month-long time series, we decided to concentrate on this 7-day event. From days 209 to 212, there was a low amount of shear in the water column, but then you see at the beginning of day 213 to 216, there was a high amount of shear in the water column, and we wanted this to see what physical forcings were causing this. So this figure here shows temperature over that record, and the black arrows indicate the area that we were concentrating on. The arrow on the left was when there was a low amount of shear in the water column, and you can see that the thermocline is rather strong. And then you can see the black arrow on the right. The thermocline has weakened a bit, and there's been a general warming of the water column close to the bottom.
I would mention the winds real quick.
Okay.
And just say, notice that we have these downwelling favorable winds followed by upwelling favorable winds.
Okay.
You know, just real quick, just like that, you know.
Okay, and then this animation here shows the temperature over that record. So you can see on July 28th, when there was low shear in the water column, the cold water near the bottom was getting pushed out due to the downwelling event. And then you can see here now we're in August 2nd, and this... now the cold water is starting to return, indicating an upwelling event. So we then computed the RMS difference during these two records, and we came up with 3.92 centimeters per second for between the CODAR and the ADCP. And when there was a high amount of shear in the water column, the RMS difference between CODAR and the ADCP was 6.3 centimeters per second.
So you can just end that by saying it. So we can see the effect of the different depth measurements of the two instruments.
Okay.
Here, you know, something like that.
All right, now we decided to look at horizontal shear. Okay, so the length scale of the... CODAR bin here is 6 kilometers, and here's a schematic of the deployment of the three acoustic meters. So we decided to analyze the horizontal shear between cool 3 and cool 5. That's the maximum distance that we could analyze. And future research will then look at comparison between the acoustic meter cool 4 and cool 5.
That was cool. Just say, don't say ACP or ADP, just say acoustic meter. Yeah. And just, and yeah, just like you said, cool 3, cool 4, cool 5. You know, so we're not discriminating. That was good.
Okay, so this here is a record of cross shore velocity between the meters at cool 3 and cool 5, and the RMS difference between those two was 6 centimeters per second. So using that horizontal shear as a dividing line in the data, when the horizontal shear was below 6 centimeters per second, the RMS difference between CODAR and bin 16 of cool 5 was 6.89 centimeters per second. But when the horizontal shear was above 6 centimeters per second, the difference between CODAR and the ADCP was upwards of 11.3 centimeters per second. Okay. Now, lastly, I'd like to compare CODAR, or a standard CODAR system with an ADCP. So again, we rotated the current record at cool 5. So to compare cross shore velocity at cool 5 with a radial velocity from Brigantine, and that's shown here. So for before, the RMS difference between a long range CODAR system and the ADCP was 7.74 centimeters per second. And the standard system gave an RMS difference of 6.8 centimeters per second. But we would expect that the long-range system would do a better job at comparing with the ADCP because it averages further down into the water column as compared to the standard system. But we surmise that due to the fact that the standard system has such a smaller horizontal area, that it does a better job at comparing with the ADCP than the long-range system, which has an area on the order of 12 square kilometers. Perfect. Now to my conclusions. The use of measured antenna patterns improved the comparison between HF radar and acoustic current meters. Decreased vertical shear due to strong stratification of the water column led to closer ADCP HF radar comparisons, and differences between ADCP and HF radar measurements are just shown to depend on the strength of horizontal shear in your sampling area. Thank you.
Cool. 1340, perfect.
Okay, so it's
that's perfect, because I think it's 15 minutes.